Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's December 16th, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edane, to please call the roll.
I will do so. Can you hear me? Do I
yes.
need to up the volume here?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina? We'll try again later. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Good. Ali Lexa.
Hello.
I take it you're here. Good. York.
Present.
Good. Lydia Ponce.
She's going to be late, but she's going to be on. She's just going to be a few minutes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline.
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Here.
Good. Beth von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees, don't talk too loud, it'll echo.
Tom is here.
Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Okay, let's back around to Sabrina Jacobs. Have we?
Here.
Ah, good. Okay, and Lydia is going to be late. Lydia Brazon. Lydia?
Here. I'm muting.
Anita Sims?
She's requested an excused absence.
Got it. Okay, and Paulina is excused as well. John Tatum.
Here.
Okay, and I believe I'm here. We have a quorum.
Okay. The only people who requested excused absences are actually not members of the board, so we don't really have to vote to excuse them. Okay, timekeepers. Who wants to be the timekeeper for people? Do we have any volunteers? Don't all rush at the same time.
This is Lyndon. I'll do that.
Thank you, Lyndon.
And I'm gonna say it out too.
That's fine. How about topics? Who wants to be the timekeeper for topics?
I'll do it, Alex. O'Rourke.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas.
Okay.
Okay. The next item is agenda approval, and let me read the draft agenda. First item is agenda approval, 5 minutes. Second item is approval of minutes, 3 minutes. The next item is interviews with affiliate director candidates and election of affiliate directors for 2022. That will be a 60-minute item. The next item is discussion and vote on 4 proposed bylaws amendments. That's a 45-minute item. The next item is discussion and vote on motion to amend a motion previously adopted. That will be followed by a report from our IED for 10 minutes. That will be followed by a report from the ICFO for 10 minutes. And then we adjourn for closed session, time certain, 10:30 at the latest. And we will keep to that tonight because we have a pretty full closed session. So, can I get a second? Can I get a first? Can I get a motion approved for the adopting the draft agenda?
So moved, Mr. Chair. This is Sandra.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Julie, second.
Okay. Okay. The floor is open for any amendments to the draft agenda.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I don't know if this is an amendment. I don't think it is. I'm requesting, and I have submitted documentation. We submitted the documentation that was submitted by,
Lawrence, you cannot argue a point here. Do you want to?
Okay. All right.
What do you want to add? Yeah.
I want to add Fia Gonzalez, to the interviews, for affiliate director.
We can ask her to join the meeting, but we cannot at this point ask her to be interviewed for the position because she does not seem to be eligible for the position. But if she wishes to make a case that she is, we can certainly ask her to join us and explain her.
Okay, so you're arguing the merits. You're arguing the merits that you told me not to argue.
Absolutely.
So what I'm saying, Chair, I have submitted documentation to the
okay.
board.
You want
she has submitted a tiny.
Okay. Lawrence, my understanding is you want to invite her to the meeting. I'm not objecting to that.
Okay, but I think she meets the criteria.
We will. But that will be determined when we get to that point on the agenda.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Request for information.
What is your request for information, Mr. Lark?
Who and what process determined the FIA was not eligible?
That will be discussed when we get to that point.
Well, you just alluded that it appeared she was not eligible.
That will be discussed when we get to that point on the agenda. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Anybody? Okay. Are there any objections to the draft agenda then? Okay, the draft agenda is thereby approved. And the next item is approval of minutes. Madam Recording Secretary, do we have any minutes to approve?
I'm not certain, actually. I usually leave that to the Secretary, and I'm not clear on what is and isn't approved.
Okay, well, the Secretary is not here, so I can't ask her, and I haven't seen any minutes for... actually for anything, more recent than October in a while. So I think we're a little bit behind on minutes. We'll have to try to catch up at the next meeting.
Your recording secretary has submitted to the secretary all minutes as of, the last meeting.
Okay. But we don't have them. All right. The secretary is on a well-deserved vacation, and I will communicate with her when she's back. We'll see what's going on. Okay, so therefore the next item are interviews with the affiliate directors. We have apparently a point of contention about who should be interviewed. So if Ms. Nwangaza is on the call, perhaps she could explain why she feels she should be a candidate for an affiliate director.
Thank you, Chair. I'm texting her right now to get on the call.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, point of information?
Yes, Ron.
If she's the question is, you know, if she's well, the question was asked about the process by which she was not included as a candidate. So my question is, what changes as far as that process is concerned?
Well, the process was, it's pretty simple, and you all should have been apprised of it in the, documents I sent out. I emailed the director of the affiliates program, Ursula Rudenberg, and simply asked her if Ms. Nwangaza has a written agreement with Pacifica that her station, the station that nominated her, is in fact part of the affiliate program. And Ms. Rudenberg said there is no such written agreement.
Okay, so is there no such written agreement for the other, you know, nominees as well?
The other nominee, well, I didn't check their stations because they came through a different process. The bylaws allows affiliate director candidates to be named either by an affiliate station or by an association of affiliates. Both of the two other candidates were nominated by an association of affiliates, and we have their statements about that.
Okay, but it would seem to me that we have to address this process that's either going to allow her to run or not.
Well, it's simply a question of the bylaws. Either we have a written agreement with the station that is alleged to be an affiliate station, or we don't.
Well, Mr. Chair, I reiterate my point, though. You know, if you're not going to change that process, you know, how are you going to address this potential candidate's concerns? If you're saying the decision was based entirely on the bylaws.
It's strictly the bylaws. I'm not going to change the bylaws. I'm just telling you what the bylaws say. If you want, I'll bring it up and read you the exact language.
Well, I think that's appropriate because something, you know, like I say, if the bylaws prevent her from running, that's the basis by which she was not invited. So unless that changes, then okay. So those are my questions. Thank you. Thank you for indulgence.
They're good questions. Hold on, I'm looking up the provision in the bylaws on this.
Don to the stature. You may have the floor.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Arias.
Thank you. So I did submit documentation and agreements that were made between Ursula Rudenberg and Malcolm S. Grassroots Network, the affiliate, and I submitted it to the board again today, as did Ms. Gonzalez submitted her resume and her qualifications to the board. I resubmitted them again. She is listed as an affiliate on the website. I also provided a screenshot, as my son would call it, a snippet of the situation. And so there's no disqualifying Ms. Gonzalez. She's entitled to be interviewed today. And further, I had a conversation with the chair who Ms. Gonzalez was never notified that she did not meet the criteria, and the chair said
she was notified.
You said you would communicate with her, and you didn't. And neither did Ms. Rudenberg.
I did. I sent her an email. She got an email.
Okay. So my contention is that the documentation reflects itself, that that station is listed as an affiliate. It does carry Pacifica programming. If she was disqualified if a station was not listed as an affiliate, I think professional courtesy would have been in order to notify her that her station is no longer an affiliate station.
She was notified. Okay, let me read
the... She was not notified of that.
Let me read the...
I understand.
I brought it up on the screen. Mr. Reyes, I'm speaking now. This is the from Article 5, Section 4, Nomination and Election of Affiliate Representative Directors. Let's see. I'm reading the second paragraph. I think this is the key one. For purposes of this section, an affiliate station shall be defined as any nonprofit, non-commercial broadcaster that broadcasts programming provided or distributed by the foundation pursuant to a written agreement with the foundation, including, for example, community radio stations, internet broadcasters, or digital broadcasters, as such technology may be developed. An affiliate station shall not be a radio station whose broadcast license is held by the foundation for purposes of this section. An association of affiliate stations, that's the other mechanism for nominating candidates, shall be defined as any group of affiliate stations that have joined together to form an association, provided that said association has adopted bylaws and its membership is limited solely of affiliate stations. So I'd like to bring Ursula Rudenberg on the call and ask her.
I just want to say that I did submit to the board the written agreement that was it's an ironclad agreement between
Mr. Reyes, you sent an email. You sent an email 2 seconds before the meeting started.
Well, I'm just following your practice.
I haven't had a chance to see that.
She has submitted my position clear two weeks ago. She submitted proof before.
I don't know about what proof
you are ignoring it. Okay,
I'm going to ask Ms. Rudenberg to now speak on this issue. Ursula?
Yeah. Lawrence, I don't know what document, I have not seen the document that you sent. We do not have an agreement with WXMP at this time.
Well, you sent the document in 2018 and then you sent it again in 2019, Ursula.
Yeah, but this is, we currently are in FY22 and our agreements are yearly.
Never sent any notice that she needed to renew.
I think the document itself.
And I don't think that's in the bylaws that, that we need to bleed people for money, is it?
The agreement.
Mr. Reyes, that remark is uncalled for, unprofessional, and discourteous.
I would say it was discourteous, Chair. I agree with you. I apologize to Ms. Hostler.
So, Ms. Rudenberg, is, the station WXMPLP does that station currently have a written agreement with the Pacifica Foundation affiliate program or not?
No, it does not. Now, Lawrence, if they're on the website, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. We'll remove that immediately because that's an oversight.
It was a 2-year oversight. That's what I'm talking, the lack of communication. And if there was a clog in the wheel, then I think a professional courtesy should have been extended to that station because it's been listed. And according to what you're saying is that since 2000, when you sent the first agreement in 2018, then the second agreement again in 2019, and then there was no further communication. I don't know why that would be. I know how detailed and professional you are, and I just don't understand that.
Is Ms. Nwangaza on the call? I don't mind hearing from her.
Forgive me. Can I be recognized?
Yes, Ron.
Yeah, I'm making the point that, you know, we shouldn't bring her on to this call unless there's a chance her appeal will succeed. You know, what you're talking about.
I think that's a valid point. Okay, I'm gonna rule as the chair that I don't have any. This has nothing to do with my feelings about Ms. Nwangaza. I do understand she has a very she has a very good record in the civil rights movement. And I know all that. I've known Ms. Nwangaza from years before. This has nothing to do with her or her personality. It's simply a question of whether her candidacy meets the requirement in the bylaws. And given that we are under attack all the time by people who want to overturn our bylaws, I think we have an obligation to follow them religiously at this point. So I'm just ruling that she is not.
I would object to your ruling for the following reasons. I think Ms. Gonzalez is entitled to due process as every...
Mr. Chair, this is a parliamentarian. It's not time for the person who raised
you
the point.
And you yourself said
person,
that she...
Hold on, Lauren.
Mr. Chairman?
May I talk, Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Because,
something that has happened is a travesty, and that is the point of order has been made, and the person who made the point of order does not get to debate it until after the chair has debated first, and then other people can debate the point of order, and then at the end, the chair has the opportunity to make one more debate before the vote comes. So,
okay. Well, actually, the point of order was Mr. Pinchback's, and I agreed with Mr. Pinchback.
I raised another point of order.
This is Lydia.
I will
the stack.
You to the ID.
There's actually no stack at the moment. Yes, Lydia.
Oh yes. Okay. So I think, Ron was not on the board at the time. This has come up before, also with AFIA. I was the IED at the time, as a matter of fact. And so it was, more of an issue of, the contract and, whether the contract at that time had been sent to her in order for her to comply with the requirement. It was not about the bylaws. I don't think the bylaws are the issue here, other than that she has been a longtime affiliate and she carries our programming. And she is, of course, listed as an affiliate on the website. That was the issue, at the time. And there are certainly, more than one affiliate that does not pay, because I certainly discovered that when I was signing the contracts at that time. And so when their income is too low, then they don't pay. But, nevertheless, so I think that that's the criteria. And so that issue has not been raised. This was raised, back in 2016. And, so I do think that we should hear. I don't know what the current circumstances are. I no longer, see those contracts or follow whether contracts are being sent out to affiliates.
Okay. Lydia, I have to disagree with you. The issue is not whether an affiliate is paying or not paying.
I know that.
I'm sure arrangements can be worked out for indigent affiliates to not pay. It's the question is whether they have currently a written agreement with the Pacifica Foundation, and if they don't, they're not an affiliate.
Perhaps you didn't hear me. What I said was, at the time, the issue became whether a contract was sent to her to sign, and so on and so forth. But I don't see that
as an issue either.
Ms. Gonzalez has been
an affiliate director before, so she knows how this process works. So I don't know. Anyway, I'm not trying to blame anybody. I'm just saying, if the manager of the affiliates program tells me we do not have a written agreement with her, I have to go by that.
Chad, may I have the floor?
And Ron to the stack.
We haven't heard, well, take Ron first. Go ahead, Ron.
I'll yield to Ron, and then, because I'm object to your ruling.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would have a problem with that ruling also if you choose to go that way, because the her station was listed on our website, you know, as an affiliate, which means, you know, that for all intents and purposes, she should be entitled to participate in this process. Now, if somebody else dropped the ball administratively, that's a whole nother thing. You know, that's mm-hmm. not entirely her fault, you know, so I think she should be granted the opportunity, to make the appeal. And I think she should be, there should be a path for her to serve, if the board votes to do that.
I I'm not saying nobody can serve. The question is, does she meet the eligibility requirements to be nominated?
Mr. Chair,
I don't think she does.
Mr. Chair, you keep referring to those requirements. The only requirement she's missed is this lack of an agreement. But that agreement has been in place before. The station is listed currently as an affiliate of the network, and it should be honored. If the person that's responsible for listing these stations as affiliate, if they dropped the ball here, that's on them.
I don't know who blew the ball. You know, it might be the applicant blew the ball. I don't know. I'm just saying there's no written agreement as far by the manager of the program.
Should not be denied this opportunity. Thank you.
Okay.
Ralph for the stack.
I made a ruling and there's been an objection.
Ralph for the stack.
I think we should just go to a vote.
I'd like to hear Ralph, please.
I would too.
Okay, Ralph.
Yes, my brothers and sisters. You know, we live in times where this issue comes up often. And I'm referring to what is the law and what is just. And situation where what is correct and what is written. I think the correct position is to include everyone who qualifies and has an interest. And when you don't do that, you're punishing yourself. You're punishing Pacifica because we do want the best person in this position. Now, thank you for listening.
Good. Thank you, Ralph. Can we go to a vote, please?
Mr. Chair, could you please state clearly what people are voting on?
Shall the ruling of the chair be upheld? The ruling in this case is that Ms. Nwangaza shall not be invited to be interviewed as a candidate for Pacific Opium Director.
Alex, may I make a comment?
Okay. Yes.
May I say my objection?
I just checked our website. I do not see WXMP on our website. I don't know what's being referred to. They are not listed on our website as an affiliate.
Okay. Thank you for that piece of information.
May I state my reason for my objection, Chair?
Okay, go ahead, and then we'll go to a vote. Okay.
Thank you. This is a very unbalanced and I dare I say somewhat partisan situation, the way that Ms. Gonzalez has been dealt with. And I believe not inviting her to state her case is a violation of due process, I believe, that is in the bylaws, and any listening member should have the opportunity for due process. I have provided documentation that has been provided to me. I provided a snippet, and maybe somebody should forward that snippet, that screenshot to Ursula. I don't know what to say, but I object to not allowing Ms. Gonzalez to state her case, and I believe that decision should be up to her, not up to a bureaucratic move. Thank you.
Actually, I was prepared to allow her to state her case, but somebody objected. It's not the same as saying that I think she's eligible to be an affiliate director. But anyway, let's go to a vote on this.
Again, let me be clear. Is a yes vote a vote to allow this person to speak, or is a yes vote
means you uphold the ruling of the chair? It's not a question of allowing or not allowing anyone to speak. It's a matter of whether Ms. Nwangaza can be interviewed as a candidate for the affiliate director. She can certainly speak to this body if the body thinks that that's okay, but that's not the same. That's not what we're voting on.
Can you stop sharing the screen, Chair, please?
Sure. Okay, let's go to a vote.
So down by the car.
Yes, if you uphold the ruling of the chair. No, if you don't.
Okay. Shall we begin? Chris Corey.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Passes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Abstain.
Abstains. Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Passes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James.
Pass.
Passes. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? We'll come back to him. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
I vote no.
Votes no. Lydia Ponce. Oh, is Lydia back?
Yeah, I'm back. I got kicked off. I vote no.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Votes no. Ralph Pointer.
On principle, I vote against the chair. No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton. James?
Sorry, muted. Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner.
Abstain.
Abstains. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom abstains.
Abstains. Okay, let's go back to, Vanessa, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
No.
Votes no. Let's see. Julie Hewitt, you passed.
Abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Wally James, you passed.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark, is Dwayne on the call? Okay, I hear nothing.
He's on the call. I think he's trying to connect or something.
Ah.
Now, this is Dwayne.
How do you choose to vote?
Vote no.
You vote no. Got it. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. And a great many abstentions. Alex, do you choose to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, that makes 9 yes votes and 7 no votes. The ruling of the chair stands.
Okay. I don't mind hearing from Ms. Nwangaza if she wishes to make a statement at this time. Is she on the call?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, Ron.
What's the use in that? You know, if she doesn't have a path to participate, you know, it's just going to, you know, I mean, what's her, you know, she's not asking to talk just to be talking, you know, so.
Okay, that's a valid point. Okay, so let's go on. We have,
Mr. Chair, O'Rourke to the start.
We're finished with this. We now have to have interviews with the candidates. There are two candidates. One is Heather Gray and Bert Cohen. I don't know who wants to go first. We know Heather because she's currently an affiliate director, so maybe we should start with Mr. Cohen. Mr. Cohen, could you unmute yourself and introduce yourself and tell us why you want to be an affiliate director?
Well, I'm unmuted. This certainly is interesting, and I've been on a lot of boards and functions, and I know I couldn't vote there, but bylaws are bylaws. They can change as they go. There was some concern about my being able to be on the board because the station that I'm rooted with is not a written affiliate member, but the other two stations, WNHN in Concord, New Hampshire, and WOOL in Bellas Falls, Vermont, is also a member. Therefore, I can go forward with this. And if bylaws need to be changed, they need to be changed. Now, who I am? I am a recovering politician. Served 14 years in New Hampshire State Senate. I was pretty much the left out of 24 members from 1990 to 2004. Since 2004, I've been doing a show that has since, I think, 2015 been called Keeping Democracy Alive, which plays in a number of civic affiliates. And as I say, I've been on a few boards, and I think that there's some possibilities here, and it occurred to me this may not be the best platform to bring it up, but in terms of national awareness of Pacifica, I think, you know, we need to recognize it's not well recognized, and what makes Pacifica Pacifica and has for a long time. Tell me what you think of this. Anti-corporate radio. I think that has tremendous appeal. Young people, it says what it is, anti-corporate radio. It's different from, you know, NPR and all that corporate stuff. I think it's young people are wanting to make some real changes in this world, and I hope, you know, we can touch base with them and recognize, you know, and build up the presence of Pacifica. That I could go on and on. Lord knows, as a politician, I can speak. But that's basically my interest here. And, making political change, social, cultural change has been something that it's who I am. I grew up in the 50s when I believed in America that we'd always fight against the colonialists. Then came Vietnam, and that's really molded who I am ever since then. So it's probably far less time than I was reserved, but okay, that's it. Questions, be happy to talk.
Todd, us to the stat.
Sure, we'll take, let's see, how much time do we have? How much time do we have left on this topic?
31 minutes and 3 seconds.
Oh, okay, so let's have questions for like the next 10 minutes and see how it goes. So I'll take a stack. Thomas, I heard you. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Thomas.
Bert, your last name is what again?
Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
Oh,
and I'll
Cohen.
Tell you,
okay.
When I first moved to New Hampshire in 1981, my neighbors had me over for dinner, and they said, oh, we've heard of Jews, but we've never met one.
Could you describe your station and, you know, some of the work you've done at the station? You mentioned you're a programmer, how that might, and your previous experience on boards, how you might be able to contribute to this one.
Well, I hope I can contribute. You know, I can't guarantee that I can. At the radio station WSCA, I was there in the beginning, and it was originally called Portside. But people thought that meant like ocean, port, and I meant lift, of course. But then it changed to the Bert Cohen Show, so that could have been, about gardening. Nobody knew. And a friend of mine who I've worked with who really has been key to running the station and keeping it going suggested that we call it Keeping Democracy Alive because that's what it really is. And the station WSCA, again, is not an affiliate, I understand. So I couldn't be just from there, but I've been on WNHN and WOOL throughout that time, and they are. And there was a bit of a split about 5-6 years ago, I can't say for sure, within WSCA, Portsmouth Community Radio. There were some shows that, I mean, like, for example, it was well-intentioned, but there were shows with like high school kids. They giggled. It wasn't listenable. And there were people who, on one side, and I did take a side, I'll tell you, there were people on one side who felt like, you know, we can't interfere with content at all. Just let people do whatever the heck they want with no listenability required. I disagreed with that. And ever since the side I was on actually prevailed, and it's, I think, a very good thing. It's been a heck of a lot more stable financially for a long time, and I think it's been very, very good right now. You know, I think you have to have some content control. You know, I like freedom and all that. But it's radio. People can turn the dial if they want. I want them to listen. I don't know if that answers any of your questions.
Ron, what a question.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, you mentioned that you were involved with three stations. The station that you are currently involved with, is not, are you telling us that it's not listed as an affiliate?
I'm involved with 20 stations. A lot of them are affiliates. I started out at WSCA.
Which ones have current agreements with Pacifica?
WNHN in Concord, New Hampshire.
And these are stations that you are on now?
Yes.
Okay.
Ron, let me clarify something. Mr. Cohen's nomination came through an association of affiliates. It did not come through an individual affiliate station.
Thanks for the clarity. Okay.
Who else wants to be on the staff?
Lawrence and Dwayne.
Okay, Lawrence.
Thank you, Bert, for postulating yourself. So I have four questions.
Wow.
You only get one, Lawrence.
Get a good one.
Well,
multiple parts.
I'll make it a compound question. How's that? So, in regards to, what is your current position at your station? What are the demographics that the station, whichever station you're serving right now, serves? And do you have any diversity or any people of color? And do you address the issues of anti-racism, the systemic racism that's going on, and other issues that are affecting BIPOC people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I will be honest with you, I haven't actually physically been in WSCA since March of 2020. I do my production here, where you're talking to me now. I can show you the little board I have. And it goes, they play it twice a week on WSCA, and twice a week on WNHN, and twice a week on WOOL, I think, and it plays elsewhere as well. And I will be honest with you, New Hampshire is tough in terms of diversity. We do have diversity there. There's people of all colors, there are a great many gender orientations in this world, and they're certainly reflected there as well. It's a low power. I mean, WSCA, they're all low power stations. I believe it's 100 watts now, but the signal's pretty good. It reaches up into, up to York, Maine, and pretty well into Dover and Durham, New Hampshire. And then it sort of weakens out going into Hampton, but it's a seacoast area, which is, you know, a good area. It's a great area, actually, in my opinion. And Bellows Falls, WOOL, is like, an old hippie area. I lived up there for a long time. They have a remarkable location for the antenna. It's on top of a cliff, and I don't know. They have a very, very good reach. And Concord is the capital of the state, so they reach out to people there as well.
Okay. Mr. Lark, you're next.
Lark?
Hello? Dwayne? Gotta unmute yourself.
I'm trying. Okay. What I wanted to know, Chair, is we've been operating on a 90-second rule for the last 2 or 3 years. So one question, 3 questions, 10 questions. If we have 90 seconds, why do we limit ourselves to 1 question?
Is that a question for Mr. Cohen?
Yeah, I'm trying to get an understanding because you limited the previous speaker telling him he could only ask 1 question, but we've been operating on the 90-second rule for any speaker, whether it's asking questions, making comments, or whatever the case is. So I just wanted to clarify that moving forward, that it's a 90-second rule, not a 1-question rule.
Well, it is a 90-second rule.
50 seconds left.
You know, I think Mr. Reyes used
that was the 90 seconds
for his question.
No, my 90 seconds didn't start. I had a question to the chair.
That is part of your 90 seconds, I'm afraid, Mr. Lark.
Well, that's not for you to determine.
I'll say this
to the new member. Obviously, there's a play on power here with eliminating a black candidate for the sake of having two white candidates.
Mr. Lark, you're out of order.
We never want the truth to come out, but
you're out of order.
The truth is that you and Grace have this power play going.
Lark.
But sir, I hope that you don't play into their game.
I'm sorry. I don't see what I see is there are bylaws. Every organization has to play by the bylaws, and then there are ways to change the bylaws. I think, to throw race in there, I don't feel comfortable with that. With the affiliate, if it goes with the bylaws, it goes with the bylaws. If it doesn't.
Have you read the bylaws?
Yeah, that's your opinion,
yeah.
Right?
I did.
You read the bylaws, so you know.
Mr. Lark, you're going to be muted.
Chair.
They were up here on the screen, and yes, I did read them, and it was very clear.
Okay, next speaker.
You're playing right into it, New Hampshire.
Oh, come on.
You will be removed from the meeting if you don't stop disrupting.
Listen, Nazi.
I don't use those
Nazis.
Boom. I object.
That's too bad.
Chair,
Jesus Christ.
Again, becoming punitive. And
dictatorship and ruling because you don't like something someone says.
Bylaws are bylaws. I believe in bylaws. I have been with a lot of organizations. Bylaws sometimes they're not fun, but there are ways of changing the bylaws.
They're not clear sometimes, chair,
point of order.
What is the point of order?
These are not questions for the guest, and the guest is correct.
This is verging on abusing the guest at this point.
I'm a tough guy. I'm 71. I can take it.
Yeah, you use that all the time.
Okay. I removed Mr. Lark from the meeting.
Good.
He can rejoin us if we come to a vote.
Well, Chair, I object to that ruling. That's a unilateral
rule. Robert's rules allows the chair to do such a thing when there is a disruption.
There was no disruption.
There was no disruption? Really? Are you really going to tell me there was no disruption?
Excuse me, Chair. That's a unilateral move. It's heavy-handed, and I think it's subject to a vote.
Let's bring it to a vote.
Last time Lawrence was called, that person was censured.
Okay. Let's bring this to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you please take a vote? Mr. Lark be temporarily removed from the meeting for disrupting the meeting be upheld?
Okay, removal be upheld. Okay, Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstains.
I like the citation. It's cited.
Mr. Reyes, you're not to speak during a vote.
Okay, we have Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Pass. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Abstain.
Abstains. Julie Hewitt.
No.
Votes no. Sabrina Jacobs.
No.
Votes no. Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark. Ah, no, never mind.
He's not voting.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
I'm sorry, Chair. A yes vote means what?
Means you approve of my removing Mr. Lark from, temporarily removing him from the meeting for disrupting it.
Vote no.
Okay, votes no. Lydia Ponce. Lydia Ponce.
No. No.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Votes no. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner? No, no. I'm not hearing from Andrea. Okay. Beth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, let's go back and see who we missed. Vanessa, you passed.
No.
Votes no. Let's see. We had Andrea Turner. We haven't heard from Andrea. Is Andrea on the call?
Well, yes. The host may have to ask her to unmute.
Andrea is on the call.
She's on the call. She's muted.
Well, I am hearing that.
That would be an abstention.
Okay, we'll call it an abstention. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, we have 8 yeses and 8 noes. We have a tie. Fails. That resolved.
Motion fails.
Mr. Tatum, I believe that means the ruling of the chair is not upheld. Is that correct?
No. It means that the ruling of the chair is upheld.
Is upheld. That's right. I got it confused.
Yeah, tie vote goes to the chair.
Okay.
There's only one problem with that, Mr. Chair. I was locked out of the meeting on Zoom trying to get back in.
Yes, because you were not locked out. I removed you from the meeting, Mr.
Well, you don't have the right to remove. That's why you removed me from the meeting. So
Mr. Tatum, could you cite the Robert's rule? Hold on. Mr. Lark, I'm asking Mr. Tatum a question. Could you cite the section in Robert's rules that allows the chair to remove a disruptive person from a meeting? I could go do it. I'll have to find my Robert's rules.
Parliamentary okay. Inquiry, Chair.
Yeah, more so than that.
Mr. Tatum and
hold on. Mr. Tatum is answering my question. He's the only one who should be speaking.
My time.
Mr. Tatum,
you can't call me disruption when I'm speaking during my time.
You were abusing. You were abusing one of the people we're trying to interview.
That is your opinion.
That's not just my opinion.
I had nothing to do with that gentleman.
Mr. Tatum, could you please answer the question?
And a process that has been played out in the...
Mr. Tatum?
Yes. More so than the citation from Robert's Rules of Order is that the chair's ruling to move him was sustained. Now, we put the cart before the horse, but it doesn't matter at this point. The board favored your ruling to remove him.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
And you don't, we don't have to go any further than that.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Chair.
Okay. I think I heard Lawrence first. What is your point, Lawrence?
And my question to the chair, to the parliamentarian, is the member that is being removed, before they are removed, since we are taking the Democratic vote, are they entitled to vote on their removal?
If they're in the meeting, yes.
The reason for my objection, Mr. Tatum, was because there was no vote taken. It was a unilateral decision. So I believe Mr. Lartz should be allowed the privilege to vote on his removal.
The problem with that, in all due respect, Mr. Reyes, is that when the vote is announced, then there is no more voting after that.
Well, I would move, okay. Chair, if I could...
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Hold on. Mr. Lark is now back in the meeting. So I said it was temporary. He's back in the meeting. He can remain in the meeting as long as he does not continue to disrupt the meeting. Simple as that.
Well, I'd like to...
Okay, we're going to go on. We're not going to have this...
I'd like to ask for reconsideration of the previous motion.
No, we're not going to do this tonight. We're going to go on and seat the affiliate directors. Mr. Cohen, did you have anything? I'm sorry you have to sit through this, but did you have anything else you wanted to tell us? You're muted, by the way.
Point of information, Chair.
God.
No, please, I'm not taking any more interruptions.
This is, most revealing to me. I've been on a lot of boards. You got to play by the bylaws. I mean, and it's really clear. I looked at it online here. It was very clear. And, you know, the disruption was a disruption, in my opinion. I've been on so many left-leaning groups that destroy ourselves. And as my old friend Abby Hoffman used to say, the relationship between the right and the left is perfect. The left is masochistic, which I believe I've seen tonight, and the right is sadistic. Do we want to move ahead? I think, you know, I have to tell you, I'm highly discouraged by this. We need to be a board, have bylaws, stick to the bylaws, change the bylaws if necessary. I don't know. That's pretty much it. I'd like to be on it and make a difference, I hope, and help put Pacifica on the map. But, I don't know. This is not very encouraging, yeah. I have to tell you.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Heather, let's hear from Heather now.
Mr. Chair,
I don't know.
Again, point of information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Hold on. What is the point of information?
One, there's 10 minutes to go on this item.
Okay.
And there's a point of privilege.
Two.
Hold on.
Mr. Lark, on the vote, Mr. Lark was excluded from voting, I believe.
Excluded from voting? No, what are you talking about?
I don't believe he was allowed to vote. Whereas you had to vote, you were allowed to vote for your own, your own motion, the previous vote. I just wondered.
Okay. We're done with this item. Heather, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, well, my name is Heather Gray. I'm with WRFG radio station. It's an affiliate to Pacifica in Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to say that WRFG Radio Free Georgia actually was fashioned after WBAI in New York, because our founder in the 1960s was in New York involved in civil rights work. And I was so impressed with WBAI that he said we need something like that in Atlanta. So we went on the air in 1972, actually. I was chair of the board for about 7 years, and my primary, that was in the 1990s, actually. My primary goal was to raise money. We had to make a tower move, which we were successful in doing. We're a 100,000-watt station. We are heard in up to North Georgia, all the way to Alabama, and parts of the middle part of Georgia as well. So we've been around for a while. I've been so blessed to be a part of it. I do have a radio station, a radio program, I'm sorry. It's called Just Peace. I've been producing this show since 1991. And so that's part of it. But my work has primarily been, my work has been in civil rights. I used to work for Coretta King in the 1980s. I directed the nonviolent program there for a while. The International Anti-Apartheid Conference that took place, the very first, she asked me to do this when the King holiday was first starting in the 1980s, so I organized that conference. And one of the reasons was that she knew I was quite involved in the anti-apartheid movement, so I was fortunate to observe the elections for Mandela also in 1994. Most of my work, however, has been with black farmers across the South. I was director of communications with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, Land Assistance Fund, which is the primary organization in the country working with black farmers. It's licensed in 16 southern states. So what I ended up doing there primarily was to play the leading role in the lawsuit the black farmers filed against the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 1998. And that went on to 2013. But I've been blessed to serve on the Pacifica board, in the past and now, excuse me, and also to be associated with the affiliates and working closely with Ursula Rutenberg on any number of projects over the years. One of the things that we're wanting to work on actually is a history of the affiliates. So we're going to start working on that. Well, we've already started working on it actually. And I've also been asked to work on a history of WRFG. So the point is, I realize just how blessed we are to have community radio, which is the voice of the people. There is no other entity like this in the world, actually. And one of the things that's also important, I think, for all of us to realize is that community radio is not just here in the United States, as many of you all know. It's also international in scope. So I've been somewhat associated with some radio stations in South Africa, but they are throughout the African continent and elsewhere. So and I've been blessed to serve on the Pacifica National Board. I know there's always so much that needs to be done. But I need to say that when I started doing research on community radio and learning about Lou Hill, I was just so blown away by his understanding that there needs to be an entity out there that will provide a voice for the masses of the people and not serving under the behest of corporate America. And that's what we do in community radio, and that's what Pacifica has done as well, which I so appreciate. And the other thing I want to mention, and I've talked about this with some folks on the Pacifica board as well, is that I think we are so blessed to have these archives, actually, of programs that producers in Pacifica. I need to say that when I first was introduced to the archives, I discovered this program that Pacifica producers were speaking in Los Angeles. I was so incredibly impressed with this, because actually W.B. Du Bois, as you all know, has been a critical part of Atlanta as well, because he used to teach at Clark Atlanta University. But in any case, that's enough for me. That's sort of an introduction of my work. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Are there any questions for Heather?
Ron with a question.
Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Heather.
Hi.
First of all, I want to say that you have done, you know, great work as a affiliate director, you know, during your tenure, you know, with the board. And, you know, your spirit is very, very welcomed, and your talents are very, very welcomed also. You know, I was kind of struck by something the other candidate mentioned about after hearing this meeting, how discouraged they were. That is, I have great concerns about that. And the other part too is that, you know, I think that you've done a tremendous job of, you know, bridging that gap between the network and the affiliates. So, you know, I support your efforts. I would like to address the, you know, the notion that somehow this board is so dysfunctional that it might not be a good idea to serve on it, having served on it for the number of years that you have. I'd like to reflect on that.
Well, I understand Bert saying this, actually talking about the discussion and the distorted whatever views that we heard this evening. But it's also, but Bert has been a part of so many organizations that he knows this is not necessarily unique, right? So the thing is, when there are struggles, and there are always struggles in groups, it's to work together. It's always a struggle, Ron. I don't care. I mean,
yeah,
any organization
I agree.
I've been a part of, there are disputes, right? And Bert
Absolutely.
Knows it as well. I know he does. So the thing is, it's a matter of reaching out and doing what we can to explore ways to work together and to sort out problems and issues. Sometimes you can't ever completely solve problems, but you can at least make attempts to work together and figure out some way to have more of a collaborative effort. I don't know if that makes sense or not. We could go on and on forever about some of that. Yeah, but
makes a lot of sense, and thank you.
To the stack.
Yeah, I'd like to say something as well. Mr. Cohen, I'm also discouraged when I see what just happened before. It is not how I want to see the Pacifica board behave. And I really do believe that this board has to find some point of unity or Pacifica is going to go down the tubes. I've been trying to make that happen for as long as I've been chair, which is the last 2 years, basically. I'm terming out after January. You won't see me in this position anymore. You'll still see me, I'm sure. But I really hope that this board can figure out a way to work together despite differences. And above all, don't abuse people that you have differences with. And don't slam them if you don't agree with them. Be civil and bring your ideas to the fore so that we can benefit from them. Everybody can play a positive role here, but some people just want to take their anger with them and they don't want to let it go. And that's very destructive.
That's time, Chair.
Time.
This item.
I moved to a stand for 10 minutes. I am on the stack.
I am strongly discouraging any extension of time. We have a lot of things to do in open session and closed session.
Well, can you exhaust the stack? Because I had my hand up and...
I don't mind finishing the stack. If you want to say one final thing, go ahead.
Yeah, I think as a mental health professional, I think when people run into this kind of impasse and this kind of friction, I think the only way to resolve something like that is by both people taking ownership of their stuff. And there's intended and unintended consequences. And if somebody is in a position of power, then I think that power needs to be tempered and measured, right? And it needs to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really see that. But so I got a compound question for Heather. Heather, in 2 years, the affiliates task force has not been convened. And I've been asked by many listeners who have wanted to volunteer, on this task force. And I understand that there's an association now, and you meet I don't know how often you meet, but I haven't heard a report out of that association. That doesn't mean I'm not going to support you. But I'm just wondering, I'd like to hear, something moving forward that you would consider convening, for this task force and that you would provide, a page of what's going on in the association.
Oh, that's really an excellent idea, Lawrence. I'd love to do that. Actually, just so everybody knows, the affiliates have a meeting, with other affiliate stations actually on Thursday afternoons and various topics are selected to discuss. I haven't been able to go to all of those, but I try to go to as many as I can. But I'd love to do that, Lawrence. We could definitely report on what the affiliates are doing. There's no question about it. Maybe we could consider, if I am elected to the board again, may we consider having that, whoever is chair of the board, Alex, whatever, I know you're leaving the board, but because your term is up, but anyway, Lawrence, that's a great idea.
How about the task force? Can you give me an answer to that?
The task force, which is a part of the affiliate task force?
No, the task force that is codified in our description as board members, that there's an affiliates task force. At one time, I was on it with you and other people, and it hasn't been convened for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that definitely needs to reconvene then. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So will you consider doing that as the
Absolutely.
Affiliate
I'd love to do that. Yeah.
Okay. We need a motion at this point as to the seating, the seating of the 2022 affiliate directors. Since there are only two candidates and there are two spots, there doesn't need to be an election, actually. We can seat the candidates by consensus.
Request of information. I believe that I would like to have a vote, just so it could be on record. I think it would be more advantageous if, I don't think Heather has to remove herself, but I think Bert should excuse himself and then come back.
I think we need a motion to seat the two candidates that are here.
Chair, I'd like to have a vote.
I'd like to separate them out.
Yes. Finally. Absolutely.
All right, let me ask Mr. Tatum about this. Mr. Tatum, do we need to have a vote when there's no particular reason to have a vote?
In this case, the chair could ask if there are any objections for seating, the two members.
Yes,
and if there's objection, then we'd have to come to a vote. Now, to have separate votes on the candidates is merely a motion to divide the question, which requires a second.
Well, I so move.
Okay.
Lydia so moves.
Okay. Hold on. We cannot have a vote, first of all. If we, this is an election. An election has to be by secret ballot. So this is going to drag on for the next 2 weeks for absolutely no reason.
It's a very good reason.
We can do the mail-in ballots. We can do that, or we can use OPA vote to vote.
Or we could just excuse the candidates. I mean, I would second the motion to divide that Ms. Turner made.
What is the motion to divide? I don't understand.
Ms. Turner, you want to state it again?
Yes, to vote on them separately and not as a package.
That's not legal.
I second.
All right, there's no such thing. It's not legal. I'm sorry.
Hi, right, so, Chair, may I have the floor? I'd like to ask Mr. Cohen to step aside and allow us to vote up and down. I don't think we need to go to a secret ballot. I think.
Sorry. If you insist on a vote, it has to be a secret ballot. Or some other mechanism like a secret ballot. Cannot be a vote.
Excusing the candidates to re-vote.
It's not a question of the candidates. It's the bylaws. The bylaws specify you have to have, when there's an election, you have to have a secret ballot, which there are several ways and we can do a secret ballot. If we were meeting in person, it's pretty easy. You just put something into an envelope and somebody else opens the envelope and counts it later. We're not meeting in person, so we can't do it that way, but there are other ways we can do a secret ballot.
Mr. Chair,
before
you recognize Ron, I wanted to remind the chair that you always start with, are there any objections? Always start with that. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, thank you. That's my point. There are objections. And
but he hasn't answered any yet. So that's the problem.
I understand. I understand. But he's saying that we can't separate these two candidates. We can't vote on them individually.
I didn't say
and,
that.
Okay. Then what are you saying then?
I'm saying that the chair should.
No. I'm not you. I'm not you, Mr. Tatum. I'm talking about the chair said that. The chair said that we cannot separate these two candidates.
Well, you know, if there's no motion on the floor, is what he's saying.
Well, there is a motion on the floor to separate the two.
I'm saying that that is in conflict with the bylaws. The bylaws require we use IRV or STV voting. There's no such thing as separating candidates.
All right. Then we go to a procedure that's accepted by the bylaws. And if that means it's going to take a few more days, then so be it.
This is Lydia with a point of order. Although I'm not a board member, I'm reading the bylaws, if I may read it.
Please.
Go ahead, Olivia.
Okay. So election. This is on a nomination and affiliate directors, Article 5. Okay. Election. As the first order of business and given 30 days advance notice at a board meeting in December, which we're doing each year, the directors present and voting, excluding any then current affiliate or at-large directors from the vote.
What?
So that means Heather can't vote, shall
correct.
Establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations and or affiliate station associations using the single transferable voting method. Affiliate directors shall serve for 1 year term, which shall commence with their seating at the regular January board meeting, which, by the way, when this was when that change was made in terms of when they get seated, it meant at the January meeting when all the other directors are seated, because it used to be that they would be seated later, and so because they would be elected at the end of January and then not get seated till April. So that was changed so that they could be seated with everybody else at the meeting in January when all the directors are seated. So even if we agree on this tonight, they can't be, the new director cannot be seated.
That's correct. Tonight. Nobody's saying they would be seated tonight. Right.
Right. So there's like no rush to take this vote. We can do what it specifies about balloting. Thank you.